Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, look at that. It's summertime and we're talking about a superhero movie. What
yes.
a shock.
There's always a lot of, you know, big movies, a ton of big movies out during the summer.
Absolutely.
And of course, Ant-Man was a really popular movie a few years ago. And now back again.
That's right. Ant-Man had his own movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Called, I believe, Ant-Man. There you go. And then he was also in Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the third Captain America movie,
mm-hmm.
I think, right? He was battling alongside
Captain America. I think so.
Captain
or maybe
America.
Was it one of the Avengers movies as
no,
well?
No, I think it was a Captain America.
It was Captain America? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
I'm getting mixed up with all
Me
the
too.
Marvel universes.
Me too.
Right
but then,
now.
Of course, we are in the summer of the third Avengers movie, the Civil War.
Right.
Or is it
the
Civil
Infinity War.
Yeah. That's right. Right, which, of course, was a huge hit. So I wonder if the makers of Ant-Man are a little nervous that, you know,
mm-hmm.
their superhero movie is coming after one of the most popular superhero movies of all time. Or, in some ways, it could help them. People
yeah.
might be like, give me more Marvel.
Or,
give me more superheroes.
Hey, Ant-Man is cool. And then they might actually want to watch more things about him.
There you go. But, of course, I think, like anything, it'll come down to the actors, the characters, the story. So let's find out about the actors and the characters in the story as we read about Ant-Man Returns in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Reading.
Ant-Man Returns in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Ant-Man is back in a new adventure, and this time he won't be going it alone. Ant-Man is Scott Lang, a former thief with a special suit that can make him tiny or giant at will. He has recently helped Captain America, but by doing so, he has become a wanted criminal. His mentor, Hank Pym, and Pym's daughter, Hope Van Dyne, are now on the run as well. Scott still has superhero work to do, though, and he needs help. Hope is given a suit of her own and becomes the Wasp. Together, she and Scott are sent on a dangerous mission. However, they have personal problems to sort out. Scott's criminal status puts his relationship with his daughter Cassie in danger. Hope must deal with her own family history, especially the disappearance of her mother, the original Wasp. What's more, the two have romantic feelings that need to be resolved. Will all this be too much for them? Find out by catching Ant-Man and the Wasp in theaters this July.
Okay, so let's take a look at Ant-Man Returns in Ant-Man and the Wasp. And in the article it says, Ant-Man is back in a new adventure. And this time, he won't be going it alone, or he won't be going it alone.
That's right. To go it alone basically just means to be by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do something on your own. You're going it alone. You're not doing it as a team or a group. So he's on his own this time. Maybe he
Uh-oh.
Needs some help from the Wasp. But we'll find out about that later. The next sentence tells us Ant-Man is Scott Lang, a former thief with a special suit that can make him tiny or giant at will. All of you who've seen the first Ant-Man movie will know all about that. Then you know that he's a former thief. He was in jail. I think he gets out of jail at
mm-hmm.
the beginning of the first movie. And then he meets Michael Douglas's character, this older sort of scientist inventor who invented this special suit that can make him tiny or giant at will. At will, this phrase, when you can do something at will, that means you can do it whenever you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the willpower. You have the freedom to do anything at any time when you want to do it. You're not being told to do it. You don't have to wait until a special time to do it. It just means anytime you want, you can.
He's really different than the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk, for example, he will become the Hulk when he becomes angry. So luckily for Ant-Man, he becomes giant or small anytime he wants.
Yeah, so I think he just presses some buttons on his special suit.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, so next, in the article it says he has recently helped Captain America, but by doing so, he has become a wanted criminal again. Okay, so we see the word recently. So he recently helped Captain America. So when something is recent, it means something that happened not too long ago. Now, we used recently here as an adverb, and it means the same thing. It's something that happened not too long ago, maybe within a couple of weeks or a few days or a couple of months. It's something that happens quite fresh. So, for example, if I say, I just cut my hair recently. This just means I probably cut my hair not too long ago. And again, it could be just a few weeks or a few days ago.
That's right. And yes, he also became a wanted criminal. This might have been part of that Captain America movie when they got into a bit of trouble, because that's what criminals are, people who got into trouble, not a bit of trouble, quite a lot of trouble. A criminal is a person who breaks the law or broke the law in the past, okay? If someone robs a bank, they are a criminal. And if they get caught, they are still a criminal. They might get sent to jail. That's where criminals go. They become prisoners. And once you get out of jail, well, you could still be called a criminal, but hopefully people will sort of forgive your past mistakes, and you can live a life where you're going to follow the law and no longer be a criminal. Our example sentence reads, the criminals took their stolen loot to their hideout. Ooh, that's where criminals hang out, right?
Ooh, that's right. Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, his mentor, Hank Pym, and Pym's daughter, Hope Van Dyne, are now on the run as well. Now, a mentor is someone like a teacher. It's someone who kind of teaches you things, or they give you advice, or they give you help. And usually, mentors help someone who is less experienced. And we call those people mentees. And usually, people who are less experienced, or these mentees, are often younger. So you will always have a mentor and a student. The student will listen to the mentor, and the mentor basically guides these people or the students. And then we see the word or the phrase as well. And as well just means also. So we see that Hank Pym, his mentor, so Ant-Man's teacher, and his daughter, Hope Van Dyne, they're on the run as well. So they're also running away. They're also probably being considered as criminals as well. So that's why they are now on the run.
That's right. And our shortcut for you is all about on the run. That's what criminals do, as you pointed out. People who are running away, escaping from the law or some kind of trouble are said to be on the run. It's a shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and find out more about being on the run.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, I'm glad I found you.
Hey!
Shh!
Why are you whispering?
Because I'm on the run.
Oh, I see. You must be out of breath from running.
No. To be on the run means to be trying to avoid being caught, especially by the police.
I see. Be on the run is 躲避逃亡.
Yes, I'm on the run from the police.
What? But why are you on the run?
Because they think I robbed a bank.
Did you?
No.
Shouldn't you just tell them that instead of going on the run?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Anyway, it's too late. Don't tell anyone I'm on the run.
Okay, so they're all on the run right now. So they're trying to avoid being caught, because I would assume that they're just not normal criminals. Like, they're criminals that are wanted all around the world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that they committed an even more serious crime than opposed to maybe you committed a crime in your own city or town. So yes, they really have to hide very well from the police and definitely try not to get caught. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, Scott still has superhero work to do, though, and he needs help.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Every superhero needs a sidekick or two, an assistant, a helper, a best friend. And it says Hope is given a suit of her own and becomes the Wasp.
Ooh.
So there you go. Hope Van Dyne, who's the daughter of our hero Scott Lang's mentor, Hope Van Dyne. This young woman is given a suit of her own, one of these special superhero suits. It's a little bit different from Ant-Man's, and also it gives her a different name. She becomes the Wasp. Now, a wasp, as most of you probably know, is kind of like a bee. They're often, you know, are yellow or orangey and black. They have wings. They can fly. They can sting you.
Mm.
But unlike bees, they don't do anything useful like making honey. They just hunt other animals, especially bees. And wasp stings can hurt as well.
Yeah, I think wasp stings are like the most painful ones.
Are they?
Oh, I'm not sure. I would just say the wasp is a really, really dangerous bee.
Yeah.
And if you see a wasp, just try not to anger it.
That's
and
right.
Stay away from it.
That's right.
Because just, I remember that they're quite painful.
They do hurt. Yeah, mm-hmm. They do hurt. And so, yeah, if you're near a wasp, just stay still or go inside or something, as long as you don't bother it. It shouldn't bother you,
mm-hmm.
unless, of course, it's a superhero, in which case you might have bigger trouble.
Yes. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, together, she and Scott are sent on a dangerous mission. Oh, okay. So let's take a look at the word here, mission. Mission is a noun and it is a task or a job given to someone. And there's usually a goal that you have to achieve in the end. So, for example, if you're given a mission to earn money for your club, for example, for your school club, it means that your goal in the end is to earn this amount of money and to bring it back. You try to complete or finish your mission because that's the point of it. For example, we can say, the spy went on a mission to take back the secret files. So we see this a lot in a lot of 007 or
That's
James
right.
Bond movies. So James Bond is always on a mission to do something, and you could think about that as well when you hear the word mission.
Mm-hmm. A special challenging task that military people mm-hmm. or spies or someone like that will be sent on. All right.
Or superheroes.
That's very true. Continues, however, they have personal problems to sort out. Oh, interesting. It's getting a little bit more complicated here. Not only are Ant-Man and the Wasp going to be teamed up to fight some evil as superheroes, they're also maybe teamed up in a relationship, because it says they have personal problems to sort out. Personal problems are often emotional problems between two people who are quite close, between friends, family, lovers. You might have personal problems even with someone you work with
mm-hmm.
or someone in your class at school. You know, it just means your relationship isn't going very well. Maybe someone got someone upset or angry or hurt someone in some way. And often when we have problems, both personal problems or other kinds of problems, we want to fix the problems. Another way of saying fix a problem is to sort out a problem. You're sort of organizing it. You're coming to it with a different point of view, with a way of making it better. You're trying to fix it. You're trying to sort it out. So we often sort out our personal problems by talking to people, listening to people, respecting their feelings and things like that. And that helps to fix, to smooth over your relationship or to sort out your problems. Yeah, it's hard to fight crime when you're fighting with your superhero partner.
Yeah, it is, because it really gets in the way of things.
And I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I'm trying to save the world, and I fought with my girlfriend. Oh, that's too much trouble.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, Scott's criminal status puts his relationship with his daughter, Cassie, in danger. Okay, so remember we talked about how Scott is a criminal because he helped out Captain America? Well, this status kind of affected their relationship too. Let's first take a look at the word status. Status means the position or rank of someone, and it's usually in a society or in an organization. So, for example, we can say Jenny posts a lot of YouTube videos. Now she has reached celebrity status. It means that now she is really well known to many people. So because we know that Scott is a criminal, okay, we know that in his position, he's kind of a wanted man. It puts Cassie in danger too.
All right. And yes, to put somebody or something in danger is to put it in a risky or dangerous kind of situation. All right. You can put some things that are not that important in danger. If you bet $5 on the winner of a baseball game or something, you're putting your money in danger. If you go to a casino and gamble, you're putting your money in danger. But then again, it is only money. You don't want to lose all of it. But if you lose a little bit, life will go on. But if you put your life in danger, put your health in danger, or put other people in danger, that's much more serious. If you, you know, ride a motorcycle really fast with no helmet on, you're putting your life in danger. If you smoke, your doctor might say, hey, you're putting your health in danger. And if you put another person in danger by doing something that could get them hurt or get them in trouble, well, that's even worse because you're not taking responsibility for yourself and you're putting them at risk or at danger. You're putting them in danger in a risky situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look at our grammar point. Let's take a look at the first one called non-restrictive. Okay, we can take a look at the example in the sentence. So here we have Ink Pim. He's Ant-Man's mentor. The next one, it says, Hope Van Dyne. Well, she's Hank Pym's daughter. Since both of this information is clear, we separate it into commas. Now we have a second kind of a positive called a restrictive positive. It doesn't contain clear information for the following noun. So you do not have to use commas. For example, Scott's criminal status puts his relationship with his daughter Cassie in danger. In this sentence, we know that the subject is about Scott. So we mention his daughter Cassie to make it even more clear. All right. So not only does Scott has his own problems with his own family, It says here Hope must deal with her own family history, especially the disappearance of her mother, the original Wasp. Oh,
spoiler alert.
A little bit of a spoiler alert. Yeah, that kind of shocked me too. But, okay, so we see here that Ant-Man has his own family problems. Mm-hmm. Hope also has her own family problems too. So we saw the word deal with. Okay, deal with, this phrase means to take action in order to achieve something, or it's also a way to solve a problem as well. So she also has to kind of deal with her own family history. So how can we use deal with in a sentence? We can say many hospitals had to deal with the measles outbreak recently or a couple of months ago, we can say.
Yeah, absolutely. Deal with, and actually that earlier phrase, sort out, we often use them in kind of the same way, especially talking about minor problems. Oh, I have to deal with a problem with my phone company. They charged me too much. I have to sort out a problem with my phone company. They charged me too much. You can kind of use them in the same way when you deal with something. It's a problem. It's something that's going to take a few steps to fix. But if you deal with it, if you sort it out, it should be fine in the end. Especially, that's another new word we have. This is an adverb. Especially is kind of like very much or really or to a great degree. We often use it to point out that there might be a group of things, but this one is extra special. This one is more than the others, you know. So you might say, I love Italian food, especially pizza. Mm. Or I love the Marvel superheroes, especially
Iron Man.
I was going to say the Guardians of the Galaxy, but Iron Man's pretty cool too. So you like all of the superheroes. You like all of the Italian food. But there's this one, especially That's the one that you like a little bit more than the others. For example, we might say Matt likes sunny days, especially when he can go surfing.
Ooh.
So he loves the sunny weather, but if he's got the day off and he can get to the beach, that's the best kind of sunny day. That's the kind of day that he likes the most, the days when he can go down to the beach and surf.
All right, so what happened to Hope's mom? Well, her mother disappeared, so we can say the disappearance of her mother. Mm. Now, when you disappear, it means that you aren't visible or you can't be seen anymore. So when you change disappear to an ance, it becomes a noun, and this is just the action of you not being there anymore. So her mom was just gone. So they don't know what happened, or she doesn't know what happened. And we also learned a little bit of information there. We learned that her mom was actually the original Wasp. So that's maybe why she also has this special suit as well.
Okay, so the disappearance of her mother in that sentence is like saying when her mother disappeared, basically. It's that time when she disappeared, or the disappearance. We don't use this word too much, but often in the title of a mystery novel or in a police report, you might say, you know, they might say the police are investigating the disappearance of the painting from the museum or something like that, when the painting disappeared. And we also have this word original, the original wasp. That's who Hope's mother was. She was the original wasp. The original is the very first one. Before the original, there was no other, in other words. So we're saying it's the very first one. It could have been the first thing that was invented, like the original TV was very small and very expensive. Or we could talk about someone being an original. He's an original. You might be using that more as a noun, but an original artist or original painting or an original piece of music is the very first one that we're talking about, all right? For example, you could say, you can buy a copy of the Mona Lisa, but the original is priceless, all right? The real Mona Lisa. Da Vinci only painted one. It's in the Louvre in France. You can buy a poster. You can even buy another copy of it that's done by a painter to match it, but it's not the original. It's not the very first one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, what's more, the two have romantic feelings that need to be resolved.
Ooh,
adding more
problems. Drama.
That's right. So we're talking about Scott and Hope. They kind of have, or they do have romantic feelings towards each other. But that's not really going to work out really well if you're, you know, both working together. But anyway, let's first learn about what the word romantic means. Romantic is an adjective and it means something relating to love between two people. So it's the feeling that you love this person and that you want to be with them. And you can think about when you go to Paris or something, people always have a lot of romantic thoughts because people say Paris is the city of love.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we can use romantic in a sentence like this. We can say, she developed romantic feelings for him. So maybe they were friends at first, but then she realized, hey, I really, really like this person. And so she started to kind of fall in love with him more. So that's what this sentence means.
All right. When we think of romantic, we often think of Valentine's Day and giving
flowers
and candy and taking someone on a date and all that kind of stuff. All right. Anyway, let's get back to resolve. This is another new word we should just point out very briefly. They have romantic feelings that need to be resolved. When you resolve something, actually, it's kind of like sorting it out. It's kind of like fixing it. Resolving is like sorting things out or fixing it, especially at the end of that process. Okay, things will be resolved when you found the answer, when you've come to the end of the problem, that kind of thing. When you are resolving things, you're kind of wrapping things up. You're finishing them. You're ending them. You know, at a meeting, if you're going to resolve the meeting, you might say, great meeting. Does anyone else have anything to say? Okay, we'll meet here tomorrow at the same time. You're kind of ending things. You're wrapping it up. And feelings need to be resolved. And kind of like sorting out feelings or problems, you need to talk about things to resolve them. If both parties are like, I don't want to talk to you, and you just treat the problem with silence, nothing will ever be resolved or fixed or come to an end. So there you go. All right. And we're going to be sort of resolving our article right now because we're almost at the end.
Right. It says, well, all this be too much for them? Find out by catching Ant-Man and the Wasp in theaters this July.
Wow.
So yes, this is something that we have to watch, I think.
Yeah, I think it sounds pretty good. It's going to have lots of action, lots of superheroes. I like Paul Rudd, just generally.
He's funny.
He's a funny guy. He seems like a nice guy in interviews. And he's also good at romantic comedies. So there might be a little bit of a romantic comedy side to it that will be fun, and it won't just be, you know, fights and blowing up buildings and stuff like that. So there you go. Check out Ant-Man and the Wasp. Oh, and another thing about Ant-Man, you get to see him tiny.
Oh, yeah.
He gets to, like, run around in bathtubs being really tiny, which is always fun to watch in a movie theater. So check that out this July. It'll be a great adventure, and if nothing else, it'll get you out of the hot weather. All right,
yes.
We'll be back with our chat question right after this.
For You Chat.
Okay, a very brief chat. Tiffany, are you good at working with other people? And explain your answer.
What do you think? Do you think I'm good
with
working?
You're great at working with other people.
Yeah, I think so as well. I work together. I work really well in teams, and I also work well alone. Mm-hmm. I'm actually very, very, you know, easygoing.
You're flexible.
Yeah.
You do yoga.
Yeah, I do.
There you go. So she's very flexible. What about you guys? Are you good at working with other people? It comes with its own challenges, but it also comes with its own benefits. Have a chat about that. Explain your answer to other people, and there you go. You'll be working with other people. So already you're one up on this situation.
Good job.
All right, guys, that's it for us. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ant-Man Returns in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Ant-Man is back in a new adventure, and this time he won't be going it alone. Ant-Man is Scott Lang, a former thief with a special suit that can make him tiny or giant at will. He has recently helped Captain America, but by doing so, he has become a wanted criminal. His mentor, Hank Pym, and Pym's daughter, Hope Van Dyne, are now on the run as well. Scott still has superhero work to do, though, and he needs help. Hope is given a suit of her own and becomes the Wasp. Together, she and Scott are sent on a dangerous mission. However, they have personal problems to sort out. Scott's criminal status puts his relationship with his daughter Cassie in danger. Hope must deal with her own family history, especially the disappearance of her mother, the original Wasp. What's more, the two have romantic feelings that need to be resolved. Will all this be too much for them? Find out by catching Ant-Man and the Wasp in theaters this July.
Vocabulary Review.
Recently. Greg recently moved here, so he doesn't know that much about this area yet. Mission. Your mission is to find the enemy leader and bring him back alive. Especially. Pay close attention while cooking, especially to the eggs, because they can burn easily. Original. The original cars were only for rich people, because the cars and the parts were so expensive. Romantic. Jack and Jill went for a romantic date at an Italian restaurant, and then for a walk in the park.